This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Detroit reacts angrily, but nonviolently, to being called the most dangerous city in America.
But first, a few of the wives of soldiers killed in Iraq are getting pregnant and having children after the deaths of their husbands. They're using in vitro fertilization. The Department of Veterans Affairs knows of only four women who've done this. One of them is Maria Sutherland. She lives in the small town of North Pole, Alaska. Libby Casey of member station KUAC in Fairbanks, Alaska, reports.
Maria Sutherland says her five-month-old son is just like his father.
His personality already, he's just always smiling, a happy little baby. Got the same receding hairline already. They look the same to me. Huh? You look just like Daddy, don't you?
The Sutherlands moved to Alaska 5 years ago into their dream home with lots of open space and a wood-burning stove. It's a house full of life, a dog, three cats, and the constant hum of laundry. Maria says nearly everything looks the same since her husband deployed to Iraq in 2005.
I don't think I've touched anything. The way Stephen hung everything up, it's still in the place where he left it. This one right here is our last family picture that we took together. That's Christmas of 2004. So.
But there are some additions, baby pictures of little Stephen Sutherland II. They sit above a beautiful wooden urn that holds the ashes of his dad, Staff Sergeant Stephen Sutherland. Next to it is the flag that flew over Alaska's state capitol at half-mast when Staff Sergeant Sutherland was killed in a vehicle rollover near Rawa, Iraq, 2 years ago. The Sutherlands were trying to get pregnant before Stephen deployed. Maria had had a tubal ligation, though, so in vitro fertilization was their best option. Maria says Stephen wanted her to be able to have their baby, even if something happened to him.
Unfortunately, you know, he only ended up with the one-way ticket. You know, it's different having something to wake up in the morning and looking at the baby and just being able to know that a little bit of him's going to go on.
The fertility clinic told Maria to wait a year after Stephen's death to decide if she really wanted to get pregnant. She talked to lawyers and counselors and got letters of support from her in-laws. She also talked to their sons, 18-year-old Omar and 15-year-old Victor. They have regular family meetings, and Maria says she hasn't done anything without consulting them. Her boys supported the idea.
I'm very proud of them. I know that when the baby was getting ready to be born, I mean, we were all scared. I know at one time Victor said that he was scared of being an older brother because he didn't know what to do and he didn't want to let his dad down. And I think Victor should be very, very proud of himself. He's a natural.
What was that? You want your brother to hold you? Aw, Bubba, he wants you to hold him.
He's great with the baby.
Stephen wasn't Victor and Omar's biological father. Maria says she was doubtful at first that the handsome young soldier would date a single mom with small children. But Stephen fell in love with the whole family. He took the boys fishing and camping and shared their taste in music. Victor liked him right away.
I thought he was like 7 feet tall when I first met him. I mean, like, he was always just tossing me, you know, and carrying me and playing with me. And, like, it wasn't as if he was my mom's boyfriend. He was already our dad, and he was already preparing for that role.
It took Omar longer to warm up to his mom's boyfriend.
I didn't like him. He was always funny and stuff. I never thought that they'd be together.
But once the boys saw that Stephen wasn't going anywhere, they agreed to be adopted by him, officially becoming a family. Victor says he hopes they can step up for their little brother, just like Stephen did for them.
My dad was just so understanding that he could take off his dad's shoes and put on his friend's shoes, and you could talk to him in that sense, and you could tell him anything. Hopefully one of us, or both of us, can be like that with Stephen and just help him get through his life. And it's going to be hard without Dad, because, you know, he had some pretty big shoes to fill. But as long as I can be his friend, I think I'll be able to do good.
The Sutherland family says having the baby has brought them closer. In a time of incredible sadness, they have something to look forward to, watching baby Stephen grow up and learn about his father. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey.